Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host Ethan Uecker.
Welcome to American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Banati alongside Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Banati. So we're nearly 10 years into programming, and one thing that we do is each and every week we talk to patients who have been told nothing can be done or they have to undergo invasive hardware fusion surgeries. But there is another option. It's called the Banati spine procedures. Now, it's one thing for me to talk about it, but it's another when you hear directly from the patient themselves.
It's today's Back to Life segment, a story of recovery. We will talk to a patient of the Banati Spine Institute who went from living a life restricted by pain and discomfort through their journey of finding the Banati Spine Institute and now living pain-free.
So I would like to welcome to the program Deborah Vaughn. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Deborah, you live in Bridgeport, West Virginia, and what precipitated the pain? Were you involved in any sort of accident, or was this just degeneration over time?
I believe it was just degeneration over time.
Okay. And what type of pain were you having, and for how long?
Well, for about the last 10 years, I've been having just like minor back pain. And then it's just kind of been getting, you know, a little bit worse. And then about 2 years ago, I started having severe leg pain. Ooh. To the point to where it felt like my leg was not even connecting properly. And I was having to drag my left leg. And I was up like every night, all night with pain, just constantly, and going to the doctor and being misdiagnosed, and everybody just wanted to give me pain medications. Yeah, so not good.
So let me backtrack you for a minute. When you said severe pain,
apparently it radiated.
Correct, because it was in the hip and then it went down the leg to the knee and then was affecting your foot, so much so that you were saying it was drop foot, correct?
Yeah, yes.
All right. And then you talked about trying all different things and people misdiagnosing you. Can you just tell everyone who's listening what type of conservative type treatments that you underwent?
Yes. First, they put me on muscle relaxers, okay, and then they put me on pain medications. I went for injections in my back. They put me on gabapentin. They sent me to physical therapy. Yeah. And nothing seemed to work. It just seemed to get worse.
Right. Because unfortunately, when you're on pain medications, they just mask the pain and they're not really getting rid of it. And then pains compound. So
yes.
Did you have any other doctors tell you that they could help you, or?
No, I had two different surgeons that I went to told me that they did not want to operate on me, that they just wanted me to just keep getting the injections. Huh. The one told me that when it got so severe that I couldn't stand it anymore, that they would operate and put in pins and all that kind of stuff. And that was
hardware.
Just not the route I wanted to go.
Correct. Well, you are very lucky. And it's really interesting that they would say they didn't want to touch you. And then they wanted you in such pain, you'd be willing to undergo hardware fusion surgeries. Because quite honestly, that would be the only way somebody would be duped into doing so. One level fusions fail 65% of the time. 2 to 3 level fusions fail 85% of the time. So thank goodness you didn't go that path. But why don't you tell us what path you chose to go and how you got there?
Well, I was about to lose hope that anything could be done. And I was watching Newsmax and I saw a commercial and it was Dr. Banati and they were talking about how they could do the surgery without using all the hardware, and that there was new technology. And so I thought, what have I got to lose? I'm just going to give them a call and see if they can help me. So I did. I called and I told them what was going on and sent my records and everything in. And Dr. Benatti called me back and he said, I can help you. Come on down.
And what was that like for you? Because clearly you can see even now from the opposite side of the pain where you're relieved, you're reliving that pain and it is so intense, you can hear the tears. What was that finally like being told by a doctor that, yes, something could be done?
Well, I felt like I was getting my life back.
And what was it like, not only over the phone, hearing that you could get your life back and that was life-changing, but making your way from West Virginia in through the doors in Hudson, Florida, to receive that pain relief? Explain to me what that face-to-face evaluation was like with the surgeon, and then walk us through the surgery.
Well, from the minute that we got there, we were greeted and just treated like they really cared about us. And they just took me to all the different places I needed to go to and got in with the surgeon. And he had looked over everything and taken the time, you know, that was needed. And he sat us down and he said, this is exactly what's going on. He showed us, you know, the pictures and told us the procedures and everything that needed to be done, and scheduled it for 2 days later. And so I came in for the day of surgery and they explained everything to me that was going to happen. So I was very aware of, you know, what was going to be happening, and that relieved a lot of the fear. And then I, you know, got on the table and everything, and they started, and honestly, it was just a great experience for me. And I'm just so thankful for Dr. Benatti and for the clinic. And I just, you know, I'm so thankful to have my life back.
Well, you are a gleaming example of why Dr. Benatti got out of traditional surgery and he created his own exclusive patented Benatti spine procedures, which was to put the patient at the forefront of his mind and relieve the pain. Now, they utilize something called conscious IV sedation, where the patient is sedated, but they're awake and they're able to communicate and they're given the opportunity to watch. Some people remember everything. Some people remember bits and pieces. What was that experience like for you?
I remember the beginning. They told me, you know, if I feel pain in my back, say back. And if I feel pain in my leg, say leg. And so I remember doing that a few times. And then after that, I don't remember anymore. So I'm assuming I was out, but, it was a very good experience.
Yeah. We don't put the patients completely out, but like I said, medications affect people differently. We've actually had people sing opera songs and tell jokes. So it just shows it's different for everyone. Now, when did you notice a relief of the pain that brought you in? 'Cause they bring you straight to recovery. What were those first steps like, and when did you notice you were better?
The first steps, of course, I was still very sore and everything, so I could not tell a difference until later that evening when I was in the hotel. And after I had gotten up and was walking around some, it was like the leg pain is not there. Mm-hmm. It's gone already. And from that point on, I've not had it ever again.
And you say leg pain, but what about dragging your foot?
It was gone. I mean, from the time that I left, it was gone.
So from Benatti to the hotel, it was gone. And you were able to walk around without leg pain and dragging your foot. Now, when you were released, did you have to wear any sort of back brace?
No, I did not.
All right. Well, that's because we tell people to just be up and walking, to ambulate, because that helps the body heal, and there is no need for those type of devices. Thank you so much for sharing your story of recovery with us. We're so glad to see the happiness in your voice and the fact that you've regained your strength and gotten back in motion.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you, Dr. Bonatti.
Thank you. Thank you very much, honey.
Well, thank you.
And I hear congratulations are in order because you are a grandma.
Yes, I am.
So congratulations and enjoy being able to move around and have fun with your grandchild. Take great care.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you would like to find out if you're a candidate for the exclusive Bonatti spine procedures, visit askbonatti.com. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have more after the break. You're listening to American Medicine Today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.